Well, friends, we're going to resume our work. This is the public session of the Board of Trustees. So we have probably a few people listening to us on webcast, and therefore, if you wish to ask questions or make comments, don't forget to switch on your microphones, and I welcome those observers that participate in our meeting listening to us. First item on the agenda, by the way, which is today a quite short one. We have two items on the agenda. The first item is the summary of the meeting of the Due Process Oversight Committee. In fact, I will be presenting this report of the meeting that was held earlier today on behalf of Harvey Goldschmidt, the chair of the DPOC, who could not attend our meeting and sent his apologies. The first item on the agenda of the committee was the review of technical activities. We heard progress reports from staff on the IASB's current technical agenda, including on the main items such as insurance contract, leases, the evolution of the process with regard to the conceptual framework, macro hedging, rate regulated activities, and the disclosure initiative. We were also updated on the progress of the research program, the IASB's ongoing efforts to develop a research capacity, the post-implementation review on IFRS 3 business combinations, and the trials to assess the staff proposals to amend the IFRS taxonomy due process. Finally, the implementation projects being undertaken. We also had a presentation of the work of the Transition Resource Group that has been set up on revenue recognition. I have to say here that we had an exchange of views on this group, and it must be made clear to everybody that this is a group where issues are debated, but no decisions are made. If any decision should be made, they should be put to the relevant bodies and follow the normal process. So the Transition Resource Group is really a place to discuss emerging questions and hopefully, in many cases, conclude that there is no true difficulty. If any difficulty would exist, it would go to the normal process. The DPOC was satisfied that all projects are proceeding in a manner consistent with the requirements set out in the due process handbook. The second item on the agenda was devoted to the revised IFRS for SMEs. The DPOC received a report setting out a life cycle review of the due process undertaken on the project to comprehensively review the IFRS for small and medium-sized entities. This project had been initiated in 2012 and had included two major rounds of public consultation, a request for information in 2012, and an exposure draft in 2013. And throughout the project, the IASB has made use of its specialist advisory body, the SME Implementation Group, as well as seeking input from the IFRS Advisory Council. Once again, the DPOC was satisfied that all the necessary due process steps on the project had been completed, and the committee confirmed that its review of due process was complete. The balloting process is now underway, and the revised standard will be issued later in the first half of 2015. Thirdly, reporting on projects, the DPOC received a report on planned improvements that the ISB will employ to improve its public disclosure of the rationale used to reach its tentative decisions and conclusions. This follows earlier discussions at a number of DPOC meetings held in 2014, as a result of which the ISB committed to review its public disclosure of the rationale used to reach tentative decisions and conclusions, with special attention to issues that received substantial debate in the exposure process. The technical staff are being encouraged to include the basis for the ISB's main tentative decisions as part of the ISB's feedback to stakeholders via its website, such as the project update issued in August 2014 for the leases project. Supporting materials such as the project snapshot will be issued alongside the due process documents setting out the basis for the ISB's decisions. The ISB is also improving communications with its main advisory bodies, including providing those bodies with better feedback on how the advice that they provide is considered by the ISB. Next item was with regard to consultative groups and DPOC engagement. We received a progress report on the latest activities of the number of ISB's consultative groups and noted the forward schedule for meetings. Finally, the correspondence. We firstly looked into the continued discussion that had begun at our October 2014 meeting of a correspondence received from the European Financial Reporting Advisory Group, EFRAG. The EFRAG letter recommended that the provision in the due process handbook that the IASB has the option to make publicly available drafts for editorial fatal flaw review of new and revised standards should be re-examined. In EFRAG's view, such drafts should be made publicly available. The staff presented to the DPOC the IASB's review of EFRAG's suggestion. And the staff, the IASB, and the DPOC all agree that appropriate editorial quality control is necessary to facilitate and reduce the cost of implementation of new requirements and to support consistent application of IFRS. The DPOC considered the staff proposals for improvements to both the internal processes for drafting standards and amendments to standards and the external reviews that take place. And the DPOC considers that these improvements will help to improve the quality control procedures for final amendments and standards. Following a discussion, the DPOC has concluded that pursuing these improvements and monitoring their effectiveness while retaining the current flexibility to make drafts available publicly for editorial review is a more beneficial course of action than amending the due process handbook to require a public fatal flaw review. And the chair of the DPOC will reply to EFRAG on this basis. Finally, other than the EFRAG letter, the committee noted that no other correspondence relating to due process had been received in the period since the DPOC's last meeting in October. And that concludes the report on the DPOC meeting, and I open the floor to questions, if any. I see that you are satisfied with this report, and if that is